Okay, might as well start. All right. So being that this is the last time that we'll meet before Pesach with the Thursday night shiur, next Thursday night, of course, is the night of Bedikas Chametz, getting ready for a busy weekend. So I'd like to speak about something relating to Pesach. And that is one of the steps at the Seder, one of the things that we do at the Seder, and that which is called Korich. Korich is sometimes translated as the sandwich. Sometimes people call it the Hillel sandwich. Okay. I'd like to talk a little bit about Korech and specifically about our practice regarding Korech today. Share something about Salavetchik. Again, this will be L'Kavod Pesach as the last time we're having this year before Pesach. So we know that there's a requirement on Pesach to eat matzah and to eat maror. The Torah mentions in Parshas Bo, which we laid last Shabbos in Parshas Chodesh. And again, I have to apologize that I don't have sheets for this evening. I have to go back to the pre-Zoom days. We didn't always have, we didn't always have sheets. So you have to trust me. I'll try and give them a chorus when I can. In Perek Yud Beis of Sefer Shmos in Parshas Bo, the Torah talks about eating the matzah, eating the meat from the Korban Pesach with matzah and mora. The meat from the Korban Pesach, you have to eat it. Eat tzli esh, the meat from the Korban Pesach has to be roasted, and it's also eaten with matzah and with mora. And then there's another pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha and Chumash Bamidbar, where there the Torah is talking about Pesach Sheni. It also has the expression al matzos umrorim yochlu. So in those two places, the Torah says that the Korban Pesach meat is to be eaten together with matzah and mora. And the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, brings a machlokes as to exactly how this mitzvah of eating the matzah and the maror in the days of the Beis Hamikdash was fulfilled. Okay, and it's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Hillel. Again, we're talking now about the time of the Beis Hamikdash when there was indeed a Korban Pesach. So according to the Chachamim, it is where you eat the matzah separately and eat the maror separately, right? They're two different mitzvahs. They're connected in the sense that they're eaten together with the Korban Pesach at the same time, at the same sitting. We'll come back to that point. But fundamentally, they're two different mitzvahs. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, you eat the matzah separately, eat the maror separately. In fact, the Rashbam explains on that Gemara, really based on the Gemara, and there in Pesachim Kuftes Vav Mud Aleph, that the Torah should have said just on matzah yochlu, okay, or atzliya shumatzah omum yochlu, yes yochlu, eat it, right? Why did they yochlu hu? So it's as if it's saying each one independently. Amatzos umrom yochluhu, or tzliye shumatzos umrom yochluhu, that extra hey vav, yochlu is emphasizing it by itself. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim, that the matzah is eaten separately and the maror is eaten separately, but Hillel disagrees, and we know Hillel would be korech, he'd make a sandwich out of matzo maror and eat them together. Because that's how he took the phrase al matzos umrom yochlu more literally. Matzos, or again, that's the phrase in Parashat Bahaloscha. It's an open question for now why in the Haggadah when we do Korech and we mention the pasuk of eating the matzah together with the mora and the Korban Pesach, why we quote the pasuk from Pesach Sheni in Parashat Bahaloscha, not the pasuk in Parashat Bo. But anyway, Hillel takes it literally and you eat the matzah and the mora together. Okay, because it says hamatzah yochlu, and that's what we call korech, the sandwich, or sometimes called the Hillel sandwich. That's what a sandwich is. Interesting, the word korech or kricha, even I think in modern Hebrew, it does indeed mean a sandwich. But actually, in modern Hebrew, it's more correctly, I think, translated as like a wrap. A kricha is like a wrap. And the truth of the matter is, which we spoke about this a bunch of years ago, you know, the so-called soft matzahs, the matzahs that are like lafas, you know, you can wrap that. You make it like a wrap. Our matzahs, our hard matzahs, you can't do much in terms of making it into a wrap. Okay, it'll crack. What some people do, what I try and do, I use homemade lettuce, I wrap that around. So you have a wrapping effect. Okay, even if you don't do that, it's okay. You have the matzah in the maror. And that's the opinion of Hillel. Now, there's a machlokas we've shown him. It's exactly the days of the Beis HaMikdash. If you look carefully in the words of the Rambam, Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin, when he talks about what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, he said that Hillel would wrap the matzah and the maror together. But if you look on that Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Tez Vav and Aleph, in the words of Rashi, in the words of Rashbam, it looks like Hillel would actually wrap the matzah and the maror and the meat from the Korban Pesach. All three things were together in one wrap, so to speak. Okay, like a big sandwich. All right. And in fact, there's a question in many Haggadahs. You probably noticed this before. When we eat the Korech, we say that paragraph, Zecher LeMikdash Kehil, Kain Osa Hil, Bizman Shabbos Mitzvah Kayim. So the different versions of the text, you say, Haya Korech Matzah Umorah. That's the Rambam, right? Haya Korech Matzah Umorah. Okay. Or do you say, Haya Korech Pesach Matzah Umorah? Different opinions, different nuschos and Haggadah. I'm sure some of you have seen Haggadahs where it'll say Hayakorach Pesach or Matzah Omar, and the Pesach will be in parentheses. And some people don't say that. That's this machlokas. Okay? That's this machlokas. Some suggest that a more prevalent practice is indeed, I think, just to say Hayakorach Matzah Omar and not mention Pesach. Because according to the Rambam, that even in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the matzah and maror wrapped together, but the carbon pesach was eaten separately. And certainly, bizman hazeh, we don't have a carbon pesach. So, we don't want to say pesach, matzah, maror. We're not wrapping the carbon pesach together. We don't, dafka, don't eat roast meat at the Seder, etc. Well, that would be pretty good, right? You can imagine having, you had a hamburger with lettuce or whatever it is, and some mustard. So there you go. So there you have, pesach, matzah, maror is one thing. But again, the more standard practice in Mishnah Berurah, in that simon, it's Aruch Chaim Simon Tov Ayin Hey. If you want to look it up, Mishnah Berurah Simon Sukkot Chaf Aleph says the more prevalent practice say Matzah Mora. Okay, but some people had the Pesach Matzah Mora. Okay, now there is on that daf in Pesachim daf Kuf Tes Vav Mid Aleph a major machlokas we've shown him within or trying to understand this machlokas between Hillel and the Chachamim. Okay, let's first look at Hillel's opinion. When Hillel says you eat the matzah and the morah together, let's assume like the Rambam's lashon, matzah and morah, not pesach matzah and morah. According to the Rashbam, he felt that that's an absolute. Hillel felt that's a must. That's how you must eat it. If you eat matzah and morah separately, you would not be yotzei your obligation. That's the opinion of the Rashbam there in Pesachim and Avkuf Tezvam and Aleph, and within the opinion of Hillel that in fact. You have to have the kricha, you have to have it as a sandwich, and if you just eat matzah mor by itself, you're not yotzei your obligation. Okay, Tosus there on the page, Vimase Ela Omar disagrees, some of the Balei Tosus disagree, and said, no, even Hillel was only talking about lechatchila, the proper thing to do, lechatchila yeshul likroch. Okay, you have to make a sandwich lechatchila, but if you didn't, and you ate the matzah mor separately, you'd be yotzei. It doesn't go so far as to say that it's ma'akev even b'diyevet. So that's a machlokas Tosus and Rashbam there on the page in Pesachim Kufchav Aleph Mad Aleph. And it's also machlokas. Other Rishonim get involved in the back of Pesachim, the Balamor, on Daf Chav Hev and Aleph, on the page of the Rif. The Balamor agrees with the Balei Tosus that even Hillel would admit that b'diyevet it's okay to have the matzah and the morah separately. And the Rabban and the Chamas Hashem on that Balamor, the Rabban and the Chamas, they're Chof Heim and Aleph on the page of the Rif, disagrees with the Balamor, and he sides with the Rashbam, who says that, no, what Hillel says, even B'dievet, you have to have them together. He understands that's what the Pasuk means. It has to be matzah and morah together, and B'dievet, even B'dievet, you would not be Otsi. So that's a machlokas. We've shown him as to how far Hillel goes within his opinion. Then there's another machlokas, also all in the same daf in Pesachim, a further machlokas. What is the opinion of the Chachamim? Okay, when the Chachamim say eat matzah and morah separately, what are they saying? Okay, and so this may be a machlokas tanoim. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Ashi, there on that gemara, the way the Rashbam learns. Okay, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, the way the Rashbam learns, is that the Chachamim insist that it cannot be wrapped together. It has to be. You must eat them separately. You must eat them separately. Okay? If you would put them together as one, according to the Chachamim, they disagree with Hillel all the way. They say, absolutely not. You cannot. You're not allowed to wrap them together. You have to, into a sandwich, you have to eat them separately. And that's also that same Balamor there says that also. Okay? That according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to have them together. And the Rashbam then says the other opinion in that Gemara, the way he learns, Rav Ashi, says, no, the Chachamim are not insisting. The Chachamim say you don't have to wrap it. If you want to, go wrap it. You don't want to, don't wrap it. Either way, as long as you eat matzah tomorrow, according to this opinion, the Chachamim say yotzei, you don't have to do any one thing or the other. Either one is okay. And again, that's how the Ramban in the Mechamis over there agrees. Okay, so that's an important machlokas within the shitas of the Chachamim and and Hillel. And again, this relates to what was done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, just to go over again quickly, all right, according to the Rashbam, and the Ramban and the Chachamim agrees with him that according to Hillel, you must have wrapped together. Even with the Eved, it's no good if you eat them individually. Whereas according to the Balei Tosfos and according to the Baal HaMor, even Hillel is only talking on a l'chatchila dika level, l'chatchila shirat nel, but the evidence is okay. And then they argue as well within the sheet of the Chachamim. One opinion is the Chacham again go all the way to all the extremes. The Chacham according to this go to the other extreme, and according to the Rashbam, according to the Baal HaMor, the Chacham say you're not yotze. Okay, you're not yotze. You must eat them separately. And according to the Rabban, no, Rabban says even the Chachamim don't say you must eat them separately. You can eat them wrapped also, you just don't have to. So those are the shittas with regards to what was done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, what do we do today? What do we do today? So the Gemara there on that daf, Kuftes Vav and Aleph Pesachim, says, Hashtu delo itma hilchus alo kehillah velo k'rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara can't prove one way or the other. So what we do is, what do? We try and cover all bases. Mivarech al achilas matzah ve'achil. We do it the Seder. We make al achilas matzah, we eat matzah. Then, v'had mivarech al achilas morer ve'achil. Okay, we make al achilas matzah just on the matzah, we eat the matzah. Then we make an al achilas morer just on the morer by itself, and we eat the morer. Right? And then, v'had achil matzah ve'chasa. Chasa is lettuce. It's one of the, you know, Roman lettuce, one of the types of morer. So perhaps the first choice of morer. But anyway, afterwards, v'had achil matzah ve'chasa, v'had hadadi. Below bracha, we don't make a bracha again because you already made the bracha, and then we do that as a zecher lemikdash kehillah. In other words, what we do is we eat the matzah separately, we eat the maror separately, then we eat the matzah maror together. Karech, that's the ramotzi matzah maror karech. Right, so we have all these different stages of the seder. We do all the things. We eat the matzah separately with a bracha. We eat the maror then separately with the bracha. Then we eat without a bracha. We eat the matzah maror together with hillah. Okay, now you look in the Tosfos. And there in on that daf Dumas Ella Pesachim Kuftes Vav Aleph, also the Rush, and again those who came in late, I'm sorry I don't have sheets available today, but we're hearkening back to the pre-Zoom days when we didn't always have sheets. Okay, so anyway, if you look at the Rush and Simon Chav Zayin there, Perek Yud of Pesachim Simon Chav Zayin, and the Tosfos there, they explain as follows, a very important point. Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays, there's no Beis HaMikdash, right? So there's no Korban Pesach. Whether you had the gears of Pesach Matzah or you had the gears of just Matzah, the bottom line is there's certainly no Korban Pesach today, okay? So therefore, what the Baal HaTosfos point out is that even Hillel would agree that you've got to eat the Matzah separately. Even Hillel, even if you take the extreme view, let's remember, we have two shittas within Hillel. Either Hillel said that l'chatchila you got to eat them as a sandwich, but the evidence okay without the sandwich. Or Hillel said, no, he went all the way. And he said, even with the evidence, it's no good unless you eat it as a sandwich. But that wasn't the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Hillel admits that you must eat the matzah separately. Why? Why should it be different today than the days of the Beis HaMikdash? For a different reason. The Gemara there explains, it's really a sugi at the end of Pesachim Adav Kuf Chav, that there's a basic difference between the mitzvah of matzah nowadays and the mitzvah of morah nowadays. Namely, that the mitzvah of matzah nowadays is a mitzvah midoraisa, remains a mitzvah midoraisa, whereas maror today is only a mitzvah darbanan. What do you mean it's only a mitzvah darbanan? It's a pasuk in Chumash. How's it only a mitzvah darbanan? So the Gemara explains, if you look carefully, maror is mentioned only in those two psukim that I mentioned before. The one in Parshas Bo, it says you eat the korban pesach tzliyeh matzos al morom yochlu, and the one in Parshas Baloscha by Pesach Sheni, it says al matzos al morom yochlu. Meaning that the only two times in the Torah that Mora is mentioned, it is mentioned as an adjunct or in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. That's it. Okay, and therefore, without the Korban Pesach, there's no obligation to eat Mora. The only obligation on a Doraisa level to eat Mora is in association with the Korban Pesach, because that's the only time we ever have Mora mentioned in the Chumash is in connection with the Korban Pesach. So there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Mora on a Doraisa level. So our Mora today is the Rabbanan. We remember what they used to do and so on, but we don't have, it's only the Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan. We're religious Jews, so we observe the Rabbanans too. Not the dismissal. We make a bracha, right? We make a bracha on Chaz Mora too. Just like we make a bracha on the Hanukkah candles, right? I mean, I'm not denigrating the mitzvah in any way, but it is not a Doraisa. So what about matzah? Matzah is also mentioned in the Torah in connection with the Korban Pesach. However, that's true. However, there's a different pasuk. There is a pasuk. Again, there in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, it says, Bo'erev tochlu matzos. Matzos appears in the Chumash as well, independently of the Korban Pesach. In other words, it's true that matzah is mentioned in association with the Korban Pesach, but it's also mentioned separately for the Korban Pesach. So therefore, matzah remains d'oraisa today. It's a discussion in the Gemara, but that's the conclusion of the Gemara, that matzah remains a d'oraisa even today, because although it does indeed appear in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, it also appears on its own, and therefore it remains a mitzvah d'oraisa today. So what's it got to do with us? It's important machlokes to know about. What's it got to do with us? So the Balei Tosfos explained that according to Hillel, okay, if you go ahead and you eat matzah and morah in the same mouthful, in the same bite, so right now, what are you doing? You're eating some food which is a biblical requirement, into the raisa, and some food which is only a rabbinic requirement. And it's not, you're not allowed to mix up. It's like, there's a part of that sugya on that daf and pesach called mitzvahs mevatlo zuazu. Okay? You cannot have something in your mouth which is only a darabanan requirement at the time you're fulfilling a daraisa. You cannot, as I said again, you cannot fulfill a daraisa requirement when you have something in your mouth. It's only a darabanan requirement. I'm saying it backwards. Right? You follow? In other words, that's the opinion. So if we assume, like the Gemara concludes in the end of Pesachim, and then it talks about that on that daf too, that matzah bisman hazeh remains daraisa even in the absence of the Korban Pesach, whereas morah is only darabanan because morah is never mentioned other than with the Korban Pesach. So memela, if you eat matzah and morah together, so then you're ruining the mitzvah of matzah because you're interfering. You have a drabanan mitzvah, namely achilas morah. It's an important mitzvah, but it's only drabanan bisman hazeh. So therefore, you're having morah in your mouth and you're chewing the morah at the same time you're chewing the matzah. That interferes with your biblical fulfillment. Okay, and therefore, the tam, the flavor of the morah, is going to be mevatel the tam of the mitzvah, of the matzah. The drabanan is mevatel deraisa because of the concept of mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. So therefore, when you have matzah and morah in your mouth at the same time, today, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, again, we had two shittas of Hillel. He says, you must have matzah and morah together. It would be no good if even with the evidence if you ate them separately. Or he says, at least l'chatchila shav them. That's no problem because both in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, both were biblically required. So you can't say, what, this is a mitzvah in a Torah, that's a mitzvah in a Torah. So one is not, you know, knocking out the other. They're both min ha-Torah. However, bizman hazeh, when morah is only drabanan, so only matzah is d'oraisa bizman hazeh. So to eat the matzah and the morah together, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Therefore, today, Hillel agrees you must eat the matzah separately. And that's what we do. Okay, even according to Hillel, no matter which version of Hillel you accept, the B'chok Lushon we said before, that he says l'chatchili is supposed to eat them together as a sandwich, or even with the evidence, we must eat them together as a sandwich, but that was only bizman abayis. Bizmanenu, bizman hazeh, you can't do it. You have to eat the matzah separately because the morah would otherwise be interfering, you know, with the morah d'rabbanan would be interfering with the matzah d'oraisa. So everybody agrees, that even Hillel would agree that you have to have matzah by itself. The question is, what's after that? Okay, that's motzi matzah, good. What's after that? So according to the Chachamim, who said, again, we had two versions of the position of Chachamim, bizman abayis. Either they held, you must eat them separately, even bizman abayis, or they held bizman abayis, you had a choice, they didn't care. You could eat them separately, you could eat them together, whatever you want, right? But again, the Chachamim would say, but bizman hazeh, you should eat the morah separately also. Why should you eat the morah separately? According to the Chachamim, well, either because they held even bisman abayis, you had to eat them separately. If you take that view, the more extreme view of the Rabbanan, okay, who said that you're not yotze if you eat them as a sandwich. The Chachamim, right? The Chachamim of Hillel, okay? According to the more extreme position of the Chachamim of Hillel, if bisman abayis, you would not be allowed to eat them separately. You would not be allowed to eat them together. You're not allowed to eat them together either today. So therefore, you have to eat them separately. But even according to the other view, that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Chachamim's position was, we don't care how you eat it, just eat it. You can eat them the sandwich and separately, whatever you want. But here they would agree that bizman hazeh, you'd have to eat the matzah and the morah separately. Why? For the same reason. He says, you cannot eat the morah with the matzah, okay, together today, for sure not. Because again, since you've already eaten the matzah, that we all agreed, right? You must eat the matzah separately. Well, once you've eaten the matzah separately, now you take, right? You've already discharged your obligation to eat matzah. You've already fulfilled the mitzvah, achilas matzah. Now, if you're going to eat matzah together with the morah, you have the reverse problem as before. Matzah is not d'oraisa anymore, and it's not anything anymore. It's zero because you already discharged the mitzvah. I mean, there are some who say that, you know, there's some who say that every every bite that you eat of matzah is a kiyum, but we're not going to go there now. In terms of the basic obligation, of achilas matzah, you discharge that already when you ate the matzah of motzi matzah. So now you're eating to eat matzah together with the maror. That's taking something which is, the maror is still drabanan, that's for sure, right? I said before, it's not the raisa, but it's still drabanan. What's the matzah? The matzah is rishos. The matzah is neither the raisa nor the drabanan. So now, the same way we spoke before about the problem with the maror interfering, so to speak, the maror, which is only drabanan, interfering with the matzah of the raisa. So here you have the problem the other way. You have the matzah, which is only rishos, right? It's not a mitzvah. You filled the mitzvah already. You've done already. You had the matzah before. So now it's a rishus interfering with the drabanan. So there you follow. So therefore, you cannot take something which is mitzvah drabanan, like maror, and have matzah, which is only rishus, right, interfering with it. So therefore, according to the chachamim, you must eat the matzah and the maror separately nowadays. So again, everybody agrees you have to eat the matzah separately. Now, according to the chachamim, you're going to also have to eat the maror separately, bizman hazeh. Either because that's what they held bizman habayis also, right? We said that was one view of the chacham, that you must eat them separately. Or even if bizman habayis was okay to eat them together, okay, they didn't care which way you ate it, but that was there because they were both matzah and maror on the same level, okay? But but now that matzah is doraisa, but yeah, matzah is doraisa and maror is rabbanon, but matzah you did already, so you can't have a rishus interfere with a mitzvah drabanan. That's the opinion of the chachamim. So therefore, the chachamim would say you got to eat the matzah separately bizman hazeh, and you got to eat the maror separately bizman hazeh. What about Hillel? So Hillel, who says again, we have two versions of Hillel bizman habayis. Either said you must eat them together, or at least lechatchil you have to eat them together. Well, one second. So you should do that today also, as what in the category of a zechel hamikdash. Okay, true, we said before you had to eat the matzah separately, but there's still an obligation for us to do this Zeichel HaMikdash and eat matzah and maror together. Now, that's okay because I can be Mekayim the mitzvah of maror that way. Why? Because according to Hillel, it's not a matter of matzah reshus interfere. The matzah is not a reshus. The matzah is a requirement as part of the Zeichel HaMikdash. Right, if we're going to do Zeichel HaMikdash, at least what was Chachil, and maybe even with the Eved Makev, if we're going to do a Zeichel HaMikdash, is also matzah and maror on the exact same level. You follow? Matzah and maror end up being on the exact same level. Maror, because of mitzvah drabanan. Matzah, after you've eaten the kazayis of matzah and discharged your biblical obligation, your deraisa obligation, but there's still an obligation of matzah to eat it together with the maror, a Zeichel HaMikdash. So if I eat it with the maror together, that's no problem. That's not a reshus interacting with a drabanan. It's not a reshus, it's a zeichel hamikdash. Okay? So it's as if it's not a reshus be mevatel because the mitzvah mor is drabanan, the chilas matzah with it is also drabanan. It's a different drabanan, zeichel hamikdash. Okay? So therefore, you have both mitzvahs drabanan, the mitzvah drabanan of matzah together with mor as a drabanan of zeichel hamikdash, and the mor drabanan on its own also is a zeichel hamikdash. So a mele is no problem. So therefore, if we paskin like Hillel, okay, you'd have to eat the matzah separately, but then the best thing would be to eat the matzah and the maror together as a zeichel hamikdash, and therefore that's why we do all three. We eat the matzah separately, we eat the maror separately because of the rabbanon's concern not to eat matzah. We don't just go from matzah straight to korech, but according to Hillel, we can go from matzah straight to korech and skip maror. Right? Do matzah again. We have to eat separately because that's the rice. Now, what am I left with? I'm left with two drabanans. Matzah drabanan, the zeichel hamikdash in the sandwich, and maror drabanan, also in the sandwich. Good, so eat all together. So you can skip from matzah directly to korech. According to the chachamim, you can do matzah and maror. You have to do them both separately, we explain. Okay, because they don't talk about it. There's no, for them, there's no zeichel hamikdash because they didn't require it. You didn't need the days of basement. Even if you hold, they would allow it, but you don't have to make a zeichel hamikdash, something that was allowed. Right, even the Rabbanim, we said before, there are two shitas in the Rabbanim, the Chachamim, right? Either they hold, you're not allowed to eat them together, or they say you can, do whatever you want, but they're not going to make a Zeichel HaMikdash because you could eat it that way. You want to eat that way, good. You want to eat the other way, also good. You don't have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, you have the Matzah and the Maror separate. The Matzah and the Maror will be separate, and you can skip Korech. You can skip Korech. So therefore, what do we do? So we do all three things, right? We first eat just the Kazayis of Matzah, okay, which even the Chachamim and Hillel all agree has to be separate because matzah is doraisa. Okay, you can't mix it with the drabanan. That's according to anybody. Okay, then we have the kazayis of maror to satisfy the chachamim's opinion that you're not allowed to have the maror drabanan together with the matzah, which is only an optional. Okay, and at the end we have the matzah and the. At the end we have the. I'm sorry. At the end we have the matzah and the morah together, according to Hillel, because that was at least the lechatchila, and we have to do a zeicher lemikdash. Okay, so that's how the shitas balance out. Now, what's interesting is okay the following question: If you look in the Rambam. So the Rambam tells us in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chometz Matzah Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin, right? He says, talking about what they did in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. He writes, korich matzah mor kachas umivarech. He made a bracha. What was the bracha? You know what the bracha was? Asher kiddushan sozano al achilas matzah umorim. We don't have such a bracha, okay? Because we don't do that. We do it only as a zeichel mikdash. There's no bracha as a zeichel mikdash. But I repeat again, asher kiddushan mitosav etzvano al achilas matzahs umorim. And you eat them. Okay, that's like Hillel. But the Rambam then says, "Im ochal matzah bifnei atzma, umor bifnei atzma." If you ate them separately, mevarech al zeh bifnei atzma, al zeh bifnei atzma. You can make the bracha. In other words, the Rambam seems to be paskening like the Chachamim, but like the Sheet and the Chachamim, that you have a choice, right? The Rambam seems to assume that you have a choice. Okay, the Chachamim say you could eat them together. Or can eat them separately. Whatever you decide to do, the bracha will reflect what you're doing. Either you're eating them together, so the bracha is Asher Kedushanam the Savitzon Alach Let's Matzos Umorim, or separately Zeb Ifnei Atzma, Zeb Ifnei Atzma. Okay, whichever one. So it comes out again. You have all these different shitas. Okay, again the part of the sugi is the Gemara at the beginning thinks that even maybe mitzvahs d'oraisa will be mevatlo zeh even if they're both d'oraisa. Okay. And then as Hillel says in Shita, Korech, and then there's a Chacham who say, it's according to one view, kind of a middle position. But at the end of the day, the Rambam seems to paskin that if you can do whichever way you want. That's the position of the Chacham that he accepts. Okay? Your bracha, again, will reflect exactly what you're doing. The problem is, the Rambam, that's in Halacha Vav and Zayin of Perchaz. Then in Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes the following, that Bizman Hazel, where there's no Korban Pesach, okay? What you do is you make hamotzi and alachilas matzni tamatzi, and you eat it. Then you make alachilas mora and you eat it. And then you take korech, matz and mora together, you dip in a charos and so on, ve'ochlon below brocha, zechel mikdash. Right? That's what we do. The Rambam says you eat the matzah separately, you eat the mora separately, each one with a brocha, and then you eat the matz and the mora together without a brocha, zechel mikdash. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Again, we read it before. What did it say? Hashta.
Okay. So what was the whole argument? It's davar muvan me'elav. If I had already maror alone and I made the bracha, and then matzah alone and I made the bracha, whatever comes with combination, I don't need the bracha.
Right, that's correct. You know, and we do it without a bracha. We do it.
Right, we do. So, but what was the havamina?
No, I don't think there was a havamina to say. Oh, no, okay. The Rambam was just contrasting. If you do eat in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, you do eat them together. He had a different text of a bracha. Al achilas matzos umrorim. He lumped them in one text. That's all he's saying. That's what he's saying. Now, the problem is, one second. Okay, the problem is that the Rambam a little bit seems to be contradicting himself. Because he said in Halacha Vav, he said that in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, you had the option to do whichever way you wanted. Okay? You had the option to do whichever way you wanted. Okay? So then why do we say that Bizman Hazeh, you should eat them together as Zeichel Hamikdash? According to him, in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, you didn't have to eat them together. You hear the Kasha? In other words, according to the way the Rambam presents it, not the way we said it before in the Gemara, but according to the way the Rambam presents it, what are you doing with Korach altogether? What do you need it for? What do you mean, Zeichel Mikdash? According to the Rambam said, I'll read it again. He says, if you ate the two of them together, you'd say, Asher Kedushan Tzavzor Alachilas Matzom Rorim. And if you ate the matzah by itself, the more by itself, you make each one its own bracha. Like you said before, right? There's no Havmin. Otherwise, you make and no other bracha. What are you eating Korach for altogether? What do you mean, Zeichel Mikdash? What kind of Zeichel Mikdash? Even in the Mikdash, the Rambam seems to say, and the Gemara didn't conclude, but he said that we pasca, which makes sense. He pasca like the rabbim, okay, with the chachamim, and he opts for the position of the chachamim that not that you cannot eat them together. You can if you want, you don't have to. Okay, so then what kind of zeichel mikdash? Okay, and even certainly if he would have said you're not allowed to eat together, there's no zeichel mikdash. What is he bothering with the zeichel mikdash? And the mikdash itself was not obligated to eat them together. Right, Lech HaMishnah asked this question, other day asked this question. So the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, explained the following. Okay, what is the at the crux of the machlokas in Hillel and the Chachamim? Again, it revolves around that phrase, Al Matzos Amrom Yochluhu, which is a pasuk in Parshas Bo, also, or Tzlias U'Matzos Amrom Yochluhu, okay, in Parshas Bo, okay. Basically, according to one view, is that the matzah and the mor, it means you have to eat them, you must eat them together. You must eat them together. There has got to be a tziruf, if you will, in halachic terminology, a connection between the matzah and the mor. How you connect, that's what the phrase means. Sli eish u'matzos amram yochlu, or al matzos amram yochlu. The pasuk implies that there's got to be some sort of connection, a tziruf, again, in halachic lingo, but in a halachic, you know, halachic relationship. Halachic connection between these two mitzvahs. How do you demonstrate that connection? By eating them together. And that's exactly what Hillel says. That's what Hillel says in the days of Eif. That was the requirement, to eat them together, because the pasuk requires what we call a tziruf, some sort of combination. So the Rav suggested, you know what? The Chachamim disagree with Hillel. They agree you also have to have a tziruf. Okay? But the tziruf does not mean you must eat them together at the same exact time. Okay, what creates the tziruf? Suggested the Rav, the Korban Pesach created the tziruf. Because both the matzah and the maror were accompaniments. It's called the language of the Gemara, Hechshera de Pisra. Hechshera de Pisra means it is something which amplifies or augments, or it's adjunct to the Korban Pesach. So says the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik explained like this, according to the Chachamim, they agree with Hillel that there has to be a tziruf between matzah and maror, but it does not have to be a tziruf that reflects itself in consuming them at the exact same moment. What is a tziruf? The fact that they're both eaten in association with the Korban Pesach, that itself is what creates the tziruf. Okay, that makes them a tziruf. That's al matzah marchul. Because yochlu going on what? I said before yochlu, a darsha, but in terms of the guy to talk about the matzah and maror separately, what is yochlu really going on? Al Korban Pesach, right? That's the Amatzos Amrom Yochlu Hu. Sliya Shumatzos Amrom Yochlu Hu. What? Yochlu what? Eat it. What's the antecedent? The Korban Pesach. So really, everything revolves around the eating of the Korban Pesach. Both the matzah and the mur are like accompaniments to side dishes to the Korban Pesach. Okay, that's what's called the Hechsheru de Pisra. That's what brings them together. Okay, so even if you don't eat the matzah and the maror at the exact same moment, you don't put them in your mouth at the same time, there's still a tziruf, which is created by what? By the fact that they're associated with the Korban Pesach. However,
how does it deal with the bracha?
No, this is not connected to the bracha. Not connected to the bracha.
No, I said, if he said that is the way that tziruf happens, so we have the extra bracha that Arambam says.
No, the Rambam only says that bracha if you do happen to eat them together. According to what the Rav is saying, the Chacham say you don't have to. If you eat them together, you make that bracha because you're eating them together. But if you don't eat them together, you make two separate brachas. So what creates the tseruf? What creates the relationship? If eating them together, it's obvious what creates the connection. Eating them at the same time, putting them out at the same time. Ein lecha tziruf gedol mizu, right? Gedol mizu, that's a tziruf. But what the Rav is suggesting, that even in the absence of eating them together at the same moment, the fact that they are both side dishes, you know, like when you go to a restaurant, you order a main course, okay, and it comes with a choice of two sides, right? You can have fries and string beans or whatever, right? They both come together with the main course. They're both adjuncts to the main course, right? You can have potatoes and the carrots, right? They're both adjuncts to the main course. But, said the Rav, that's all true when there was a Korban Pesach. Okay, when there was a Korban Pesach. But now, according to the Rav's suggestion, according to the Chachamim, you know what? You got to do something else to create the Tziruf. You've got to do something else to create the Tziruf. So therefore, even the Chachamim will agree that today you should have a Korich. It's not just Zeich LaMikdash Kehillel. It's the way Hillel did it, but it's Zeichel HaMikdash according to Chachamim also. Because according to Chachamim, the Rav said, you also need something to create the tziruf. And in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you had a choice. Maybe you shouldn't eat them together, or you didn't have to eat them together, because where's the tziruf? The tziruf is because of the Korban Pesach. But nowadays, there's no Korban Pesach. So what creates the tziruf between the matzah and the maror? There is no main course to attach it to, that they say both are adjuncts to the main course. There's no main course, no Korban Pesach. So therefore, said the Rav, that's why the Rambam says, even though he paskins like the Chachamim and says that in the Beis HaMikdash you have the choice to do whatever you want, today we have to do Korech. We ask the question, why? Even if, right, the Rambam says that we have to do, we eat them separately. I'm sorry, we eat them together as Korech, as a Zechel HaMikdash. First we eat them separately, individually, and then we eat them together, Zechel HaMikdash. So we ask, what kind of Zechel HaMikdash? According to the Chachamim, even in the Mikdash, they didn't have to do it like that. You're right. In the Mikdash, they didn't have to do it like that because they had some other form of tziruv, namely the fact that they were united, so to speak, by the Korban Pesach. But now that that there's no Korban Pesach, so even according to Chachamim, you have to do Korech. So it actually comes out not only Zechel Mikdash Kehillah, but even according to the, it's Kehillah in the sense that's what Hillel did, Mizmana Beis HaMikdash Hayakayim, and Chachamim didn't do it. But Lamaisa, the requirement will be according to the Chachamim as well. Now, the next thing to look at is as follows. Okay. So we said, like, you know, why do we eat them separately? Okay. Why do we eat them separately? So it's interesting because according to this approach, you can wonder why do we have to eat them separately for? Okay. Why do we have to eat them more separately? All right. In other words, according to the Chachamim, that we just said that they require korech to make that tziruv. So matzah we understand because we don't want the matzah d'oraisa to interfere with the mor. We don't want the mor d'rabbanan to interfere with the matzah d'oraisa. But why would we have to eat the mor separately? So again, that's because one could posit that that's because mor still is a d'rabbanan, and this is zechel mikdash. Maybe it's a lower level of d'rabbanan. So even though chacham would say you shouldn't want to have them together. So it's better to still have them separately and then bring them together. But it's still, to me, a bit of an open question, according to the Rav's explanation, according to the Chachamim, why would we have to have the Morah separately? Unless you want to argue that, you know, this Tziruf is a different thing. I don't know, is that a Din or a Banan? What kind of Din is it? We'd have to analyze that further. But now, let's go back to Hillel for a moment. Okay. According to Hillel, we have, according to Hillel, maybe this will help answer. Okay. According to Hillel, when we eat Morah, when are you Mekayim the Morah, according to Hillel? The way we do it nowadays, when are you Mekayim the Morah? Are we Mekayim the Morah when we eat the Morah separately? We just said to eat the Morah separately to accommodate the Chachamim. Okay. But according to Hillel, we said before you could skip Morah. Remember, we said according to Hillel, you can go straight from Motzi Matzah straight to Korech. So when do you actually fulfill the Morah? Do you fulfill the Morah when you eat the Morah? You fulfill it by Korech. Okay, so this may be the following. Okay, this is going to be a long one. I was saying maybe this will answer our question. Okay, we raised before Machlokas Rishonim, according to Hillel, B'dieved. Okay, B'dieved, can you be Yotze without the Kricha? Okay, or even it's Makiv, even B'dieved. Okay, so the truth of the matter is, it will emerge that when you really yotze the morer, when you eat the morer separately, in which case the korech is nothing more taka than a zechel hamikdash. Okay? Nothing more taka than a zechel hamikdash. And it's not a fulfillment of morer. On the other hand, if you hold, according to Hillel, that's if you yotze b'dieved. Right? Remember those two shitas we had before within Hillel. I'll say it again. Within Hillel, we had two shitas. Does Hillel say you must eat them together, and if you're not, you're not yotze? Or no, you yotze b'dieved. So that will impact whether if I already ate the morer, was I yotze b'dieved according to the first way of looking at Hillel? No, I don't care that you ate morer separately. You still have an obligation to eat morer now because if you weren't yotze anything, you're not allowed to eat separate. But b'dieved, the other shita is you yotze b'dieved, then you yotze. So now the question will be, what's left at the time of Korech? What's left at the time of Korech? If Hillel would say, okay, let's just say, if according to Hillel, you yotze the morer by itself, so then we eat the korech. It's only a zechel hamikdash, okay? And you know, it's completely a zechel hamikdash, all right? And that's how some learn. If you hold that Hillel would say that b'dieved you're not yotze, then the real morer would be with the korech. Okay, just as a side point. But there's also another interesting thing in this connection, and relates to this question as well. Going back to what we said at the outset, what was put together in that sandwich? We said there are two different girsas in most Haggadahs. It's a machlokas achronim, haya korech, Pesach matzo mora, it's machlokas rishonim. Matzo mora or Pesach matzo mora. Okay, according to Hillel, was it just matzo mora or was it also the korban Pesach? Okay, So now, if Hillel also put the Korban Pesach, okay, so now we could say that once there's no Korban Pesach, you can make a case and say there's no more purpose to Korich. What Zechel, what do you remember? It's totally unconnected, right? If you have that version, you have that text that Hillel Haya Korich Pesach Matzah Morah, okay, he took all three, and that's your text, and that's what he did, according to some Rishonim. So now, today, in the absence of the Korban Pesach, one could say that it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. So, the Korach would lose some of its punch if there's no Korban Pesach nowadays. And therefore, you can say that even if in the Beis HaMikdash, Hillel insisted on Korach, all right, and even if you insisted in those days, if you ate the Morah separately, it wouldn't be good, even b'di'evid, but Bizman Hazeh, for sure, Hillel would agree that Morah by itself works, okay? You're not going to say that Morah, Darabonah, requires Korach without the Korban Pesach, okay? And therefore, you can be Yotze, the obligation of Achilas Morah, even according to Hillel, by itself. But if you have just, so it depends on that question. This question, again, I'll go back to what I said. We said before that according to Hillel, you can skip straight from Motzi Matzah to Korach. Lamaisa, we don't do that. We eat Morah. So according to Hillel, will you Yotze anything with the Morah? Will you Yotze any mitzvah with the Morah? All right, so in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so we said, well, it may depend on that question, whether Hillel says b'di'evid, it's good or not. Okay, if b'di'evid is not good, so it wouldn't be good now either, maybe. But on the other hand, we could say that no, even if Hillel would say that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the Morah was worth nothing by itself, but he would say today it's worth something by itself, because the whole Korach lost part of its punch, if you hold that you need Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. So therefore, you're not going to say now that we not have the Korban Pesach anyway. So that's, then you're going to say that Morah by itself won't work. Why not? Oh, because it has to do with Korach. You're not doing the full Korach anyway. All right? So therefore, you got to say
all together.
What?
All together.
Some people ate them all together. We don't do that. Well, we don't. Most Haggadahs, you have to look in your Haggadahs. Some Haggadahs say Korach Pesach Matzah Morah. Others Haggadahs say Haya Korach Matzah Morah, which is more problem.
So when you have the Pesach with the Maror, you might have some kind of a bishul if the Pesach is hot when you eat it, then you put the Maror.
That's a difference. Okay, you have to make sure it's not too hot. Okay, different question. But anyway, so what comes out according to this is that the now that we go ahead and eat the Maror by itself because of the Chachamim's concern, so you Yotze according to Hillel also. What's left now? The whole Korach is only a Zechel HaMikdash. Okay? It's not a Kiyum of Morah at all. What's interesting thing is that Rav Soloveitchik added to the following. Okay? He argued even more. He said, even if we hold like the Rambam, that Hillel would eat just Matzah and Morah, still the Kricha today loses its punch. Okay? Because at the end of the day, what we said before, again, what did we say? We said that the Korach was to create a unification, so to speak. So you could say the unification was still around the Korban Pesach, so even though they may not have eaten the Korban Pesach with it, but it was in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was on the table. Okay, that's what the Rav said. In other words, because he said that's what Pesach is quoted in Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel. The Pesach Malos, I raised the question before. Isn't that strange? We say Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel, Kenos Kehillel, etc. B'zantrei Zakaim, Lekaim Mashenemar, Al Matzos Umar Yochluhu. Why does the Haggadah quote the Pesach in Parshas Mahaloscha by Pesach Sheni, the makeup korban, and not this very similar Pesach in Parshas Boats, the Eshematos on Moruch Lu? Right? That's a perfectly good Pesach and conveys the same idea. So why not quote the Pesach that's talking about the regular korban Pesach, not the makeup korban Pesach of the people with Tameh who couldn't make it or whatever? Well, it's an old question. Why should the Baal Haggadah have quoted that? So the Rav suggested, because it wants to emphasize that Pesach was written by Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Sheni, there is no independent obligation of matzah. And by Pesach Sheni, there's no independent obligation of morah for sure. Okay, it's only in the whole Pesach Sheni is the Korban Pesach. You bring the Korban Pesach there, the matzah, the morah for sure, are only adjuncts to the Korban, Okay, so therefore, what we do today is for sure, I quote that Pesach to emphasize that we're doing is only a Zechel HaMikdash. It's only a Zechel HaMikdash. The Korach doesn't really do what it's supposed to do, even if you hold Korach Matzah Morah, not Korach Pesach Matzah Morah, even according to that view. Okay? And you could say further, okay, and this I saw in a Haggadah from Rav Rimon, or Yosef Tzvi Rimon, okay, it's a very beautiful Haggadah, very beautiful, very nicely written. So he says you could take it a step further. He says, the truth of the matter is, the Korach nowadays also loses part of its punch for a different reason, because you could argue that Korach is only valuable the morrow when the morrow is eaten together with matzah's mitzvah. Matzah's mitzvah. But if you're already yotzen in matzah, then the korech also loses punch, so it's only left as a zeichel amikdas. There's some interesting things. Just to add a few other points, just the Rav Soloveitchik said, it's not Rav Rimon's favor, but that was his idea. He quoted the first thing from the Rav also, but he actually says it's in Hari Kedem. But anyway, the Rav said something else as well. Okay, again, we had two, let's go over it again. We had two different girsas in the text of Hillel, right? Whether Korach Pesach Matzomar or Korach Matzomar. Like I said, many of the Haggadahs print the word Pesach in parentheses. They leave it up to the, you know, leave it up to you to decide which one to say. And the Mishnah Berurah said more prevalent is to say just Matzomar. Okay. So, they quote, the Prima Gaon quotes in the Bach, okay, who says that according to Rashi and Rashbam, who said you ate all three together, that presents its own problem, because how could you fit all three in your mouth at the same time? You have to have a kazayas. We have a rule that ain be sablia machzek yisoser mishtei kazayas and kibetza, which is only two kazayas. So how do you have three? Okay, different problem. But according to that girsa of those Rishonim, well, that they would put all three things in a Pesach, matzah, and mor. So again, nowadays no carbon Pesach, the Korach loses punch, like I said before. Okay, even on the Rabbanon level. And therefore, it's really only a Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillah. Only nothing more than a Zeichel HaMikdash. And as we said before, the Rav said the other time, that's why they quoted the Pasuk Pesach Sheni, when it was, you know, to show that it's purely a Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, but according to the Rambam, who says that Bisman Abayas, they also only did Matzah and Mora, then you could say that maybe our Korach is more than just a Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, it's also the Mitzvah of Mora, according to Hillel. Like we said, it's also the mitzvah of Morer, all right? Maybe that's even more important than, again, like we said before, we could skip, but maybe that's the Iker mitzvah of Morer. But the Rav again said that's not the case, because he says, again, the pasuk is Matzah Morer Chalua, there in Parshas Baalos, all right, to show that, you know, it's still an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. Okay. What's interesting is that there is a Nafka Minah LaHalacha in this as well, all right? In other words, just the point being that today there's no concept of Echshere de Pischa, right, of something accompanying the Korban Pesach. So even according to the Rambam, the Korach today, you're left with really nothing but a Zeichel HaMikdash, period. Okay? But bottom line, to pull everything together, okay, the bottom line to pull everything together is we kind of accommodate all the different shitas. That's what we do. We have matzah by itself, which again, we said today, everybody would require matzah by itself, because you can't mix that with anything, because it's the only thing that's Doraisa. Okay, we have Mora by itself in deference to the Chachamim. In deference to the Chachamim, we're of the opinion, according to the Chachamim, we're of the opinion that perhaps you can't eat the matzah and the Mora together. So you have to eat it separate, or even if you can eat it, but there's nothing to unite it, and so on and so forth. Okay. And then there's the Shita of Hillel. We have the sandwich together as perhaps a pure Zeichel HaMikdash. There's an Nafka Minah LaHalacha in this. And that is the following. The Shulchan Aruch writes, it's in a tough ayin hay, and that you're not supposed to talk in between the time you wash and make hamotzi. You shouldn't talk until you've finished korich. Okay, you know, most people try not to, right? First of all, people aren't interested in drinking out the time anyway, because you're so close to the meal. You know, like, let's not waste any more time, right? So try not to talk other than matters relating to, you know, to the mitzvah, okay? As a matter of fact, because you want the bracha of alachilas matzah and alachilas morer to go on the korich also. The bracha, even though, Sion, to answer what you said before, it's true we don't make a bracha upon eating it together nowadays, but you want the bracha, you said before, to be chal on the korich also. So don't talk in between, right? No hefsik. And the Shabru, in fact, and other achronim wonder, Why, even perhaps saying that paragraph, Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillah, that should be a hefsek too. That's why some people don't say it till afterwards. Okay. But if we say, like we proposed before, that the way that some learn, the way the Bach learns, that our Korach today is actually very perhaps the mitzvah derabbanan of Moror, okay, then in a Chanami, you're right, you better not interrupt. But according to what we suggested, that our, words, what we remember the Bach said before, that if you hold like the Rambam, that there would just be korech, the matzah and the morah together, right? That was the Bach. According to the Girsa that you put all three of them together, so now there's no Korban Pesach, we don't need korech. But according to the ones that said you put two together, so our korech is the ikar morah. So then it's a very good chumrah not to talk, because that's the ikar morah. Okay, that's the ikar morah. But the Rav said, according to the way we said, that even according to the Rambam's way, that they only ate the matzah and the morah together, they only ate the matzah and the morah together. So, but even according to him, the Rav said, it's still only a zecher lemikdash, right? It's still only a zecher lemikdash. You need the korban pesach to be there. So then according to that approach, then it wouldn't have to be such a big deal not to be mafsik. Why? Because the whole korach is only a zecher lemikdash anyway. So the bracha doesn't only have to be chal on the matzah and the morah because it's only a zecher lemikdash. All right. So it may depend. You know, if you say the way the Rav said it, it's just a zecher lemikdash. So they don't have to be so machbid. It's perfectly okay to make a little statement, zecher lemikdash kehillah and so on, because that's not a hefsek. That's part of the activity. All right. So that question of whether or not our observance of korach today has any status in terms of the mitzvah of morer, which the Bach said it depends on the two girsas. That if you say Pesach matzah morer, okay, then maybe not. But if you said just matzah morer, that's the ikar morer. All right. Therefore, then it's a good idea not to talk. But if you say the way the Rav said that, even according to the girsa of matzah morer, okay, it still was only zecher lemikdash. Right, it's still only the way the Rav said. It's still only a zecher lemikdash because it's still an adjunct, so to speak, of the korban pesach. You know, when there's certain mitzvah of matzah is manazeh, and everything, even the mor was only hechsher the pisach. The whole concept isn't applicable nowadays. So the whole korach is nothing. I don't say nothing. It's just a zecher lemikdash. Then there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to talk. Just P.S. And with this, will conclude. You know, according to the sum. That's not our topic tonight, but just you can think ahead, look it up on a peso. What is the Afikoman exactly? The Afikoman. Okay, the Afikoman is, to me, one of the most difficult mitzvahs of Pesach to observe, because by the time you finish eating, you've already eaten whatever your shear of matzah is, okay, whatever your shear of mor is, and then you had a delicious meal. And the last thing, you know, is anybody, I mean, I've yet to see anybody when it comes to Afikoman say, oh, goody. Okay, now we can eat afikoman. Just what I'm looking forward to. You know what I mean? Now, hachacham in barosho, plan ahead, save some room. But that's my experience in life. It's easier said than done. Okay, we eat the afikoman. I'm not taking away from you know, but you know, it's not exactly. I remember years ago there was I may have mentioned this once. Rabbi Swift, Zichron Baruch, Rabbi Isaac Swift, Zichron Baruch, used to be the rabbi in Englewood, in Avos Torah, before Rabbi Golden. Rabbi Golden there was 30 plus years. Before Rabbi Golden was Rabbi Swift for 30 plus years. So Rabbi Swift was South African. And he had that, you know, accent. It's like listening to Lord Sachs, you know, it sounds like the Ten Commandments are being given. You know, when he spoke. So, you know, so he was a very big orator, you know. So I have an uncle, my wife has an uncle who was one time a rabbi in St. Louis. And he said that Rabbi Swift was a guest speaker at some kind of a dinner or some function or other. And it was one of those functions that he was flown in to be the guest speaker, but they had, you know, eight other speeches first, you know, one of the long speeches. And finally, he was called up to speak. He said, right now, he says, I feel like the Afikoman, completely, completely unnecessary and totally indigestible. But that's what sometimes I feel about the Afikoman. But all joking aside, there's some Rishonim who say that the Afikoman is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah, because the Matzah, going back, and it ties in what we're talking about tonight, because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when did you eat the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach was dessert. Okay, the Korban Pesach was a kezias of, the main course was the Korban Chagiga. That was the meat. That was the main meal. Then you had a kezias of Korban Pesach at the end. Okay, and at the end, that was the last thing that you ate. So if you're going to eat Pesach Matzah and Maror, or the other way we learned, there's matzah and mar, but it was with the Korban Pesach at the same time. So that was at the end of the meal. So when did you fulfill matzah? You fulfilled matzah, the main mitzvah of matzah was fulfilled at the end of the meal, right? So therefore, and besides that, so some Rishonim say that the Afikoman is a zecher, the Korban Pesach. But others say, no, it's a zecher to the main mitzvah of matzah. So that's why the posted quote from the Shalom, okay, that you actually shouldn't talk Never mind from the time you wash through Korech, you shouldn't talk through Afikomen. That doesn't leave too much room for much activity during the meal.
Why don't we make bracha based on that de'a? We'll make bracha achilat matzah on the afikomen.
Yeah, so that's what the post can discuss. It's going to look a little funny. How can you make a bracha of achilas matzah? You already had a piece of matzah before when you wash. It looks funny. They have the same question the Gemara discusses. Let's say somebody has only one vegetable. We can't imagine such a thing, but let's say a person has only one vegetable and he has to use this, he has lettuce. He's going to use the same vegetable for karpas. And he's going to use the same vegetable for more. So what? He's going to eat karpas and make a bar peradama. And then a half hour later, he's going to eat the same thing. Now he's going to say, Asher k'nisham sa'alach k'ilas more. And the same thing, he already ate it already. Kevin Shamila kresim. It's the same idea with the matzah. It's a good kasha. But then they say we don't do it. But anyway, some poskim say you should remain quiet from the time you wash all the way through the afikoman. He said Reb Chaim did that. I'm sure he did. Okay, but you know, for most people, that means no talking during the meal. And, you know, okay, I probably shouldn't talk to Rambam Talim anyway, but to keep all the way quiet to the Afikomen, okay, but maybe at least through Korach. Anyway, these are just some insights into the mitzvah Korach. I take the opportunity to wish everybody a Chag Kosher Sameach. Next Thursday night, of course, is the Bedikas Chometz. So we're not going to be here, not going to be meeting. So we'll resume Bez and then the following Thursday night, you know, Erev Yontif. So we'll resume Bez Hashem. After pay, maybe we'll have to see. Maybe we'll, if there's people, I don't have people around, we'll have shoot Thursday night Chalamai. We'll talk about it, but officially we'll resume Biz Hashem after Pesach. I wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.